It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Mayor Leonard Norton of Huntington. Lot of things going on over there. We've got a project for sidewalks that are wrapping up, a new RV park coming to town, and we're looking at Heritage Days is going to happen this year, and that's something that they're all very excited about. Mayor Norton, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today.
Thank you. Appreciate that, Dave. Have the opportunity.
Anytime. Let's talk about how are things going over in Huntington right now?
Right now, we're doing really good. Business is moving along. We're having good people come through. So far, we haven't really had to shut down too bad with COVID. We've had to make sure that we follow the state mandates, but everybody's doing that, and our businesses have been able to stay open and provide for the community.
Very good. All right, let's kick things off. First and foremost, we wanted to talk about there's a sidewalk project that you guys are wrapping up and trying to get all of it completed in one shot. You've got the south end of Main Street, and then you were talking something up about up around the junior high. So let's talk about where the funding came from and getting the project going and getting it completed.
The one on South Main Street is funding is coming through city funds. We've set aside funds to finish the lighting and sidewalk there from 3rd South to 4th South on the east, on the west side of the street, and then clean up on the east side of the street. We're going to do some sidewalks around the auto dealership there on the north end of town. We've got some state funding for that. And then we're starting to work with an engineering firm to finish the sidewalks. We've got some state grant money for that to finish the sidewalks around the junior high, and that'll be about a 2-3 year project up there to get that going.
And you were saying that this project on the south end of Main Street, has it been going for a couple of years and you're just trying to get it all completed all in one shot? Is that what's going on with that?
Yeah, it's been going for a while. We've done pieces of it, and it's just to the point where we need to just get it finished and just make it look nice and get the town looking good on that end of town a little better and just kind of get that project completed and get going on something different.
Okay. Well, let's go from the south end of town to the north end of town. You've got a new RV park that's coming in there, and let's talk about what has taken place and how long this RV park has been in the works, and then when are they looking at a projected opening for it?
It's been going in the works with the family that's putting it in for about a year and a half now. They broke ground on it last summer, and we're getting going on it. They've got quite a bit of progress in. They've got their cabins in. They're putting their pavilions in. They got their spaces in. We've done some work around it with the city, putting some curb and gutter and a little bit of sidewalk in to help beautify that area. The opening date, they're telling me, is about the 1st of June is where they're looking at opening up, and we're kind of excited for it to have a place for somebody to come stay and visit our area and bring their camp trailers and just enjoy what we have out here.
And it is so nice to have that as another option of a place for people to stay in town. And that really, once again, it'll draw people into the town of Huntington, and then the businesses in town will benefit from that. Is that one thing that everybody's kind of looking forward to, is this RV park opening for the business opportunities that are going to come with it?
We're excited for it. We are looking for it. We've had a few discussions of how well this does that we might, people look that might want to put a motel or something over in this area if it does well. So it's opened up some good opportunities for us that we can look into and see where we can go from there.
All right, and we'll be looking forward to that. Now, the one thing that everybody looks forward to, and it doesn't matter if you're from Huntington or Emery County or Carbon County, is Heritage Days. And this year, Heritage Days is going to be a go for 4th of July. And let's talk about the events that are going to be kind of wrapped around that. And you're a new venue this year as well. So let's get into talking about Heritage Days and let everybody know about it.
Yep, we're going to do our Heritage Days this year. We kind of had to shut down last year because of the pandemic, but we've decided we're going to do it, and we're going to take it out to the ball complex where we can spread things out a little more to have a little better social distancing right now. We'll have our rodeo the weekend before. and it's still a go. We're going to have some bands coming in. I can't tell you exactly who just yet. We're still in the works of getting some. Yeah, we're really excited for it. We have, you know, hopefully get a few more vendors in here for them. We've got a bigger increase on our fireworks display. We put a little more money into it, so hopefully that'll open up a little better and get a little better program there.
And that is just one thing that everybody really looks forward to, and it's really a rallying point for the community out there. Is this, you know, I'm sure just like everywhere else, I'm sure people in Huntington and the surrounding area, Emory County and those areas, they're ready to get out and have some fun and get back to some normal life, aren't they?
Yeah, it's like everybody. We're just, you know, we're ready for things to get back to normal, you know, get out and just, I mean, enjoy what we have. You know, it's kind of hard being told you can't go out and you have to stay in and quarantine. And, you know, it's time they're about tired of it. We need to have some celebrations to get things going again and help the economies in the area.
I totally agree with you there. Mayor Leonard Norton of Huntington, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate it. And let's talk again soon, okay?
You bet. Appreciate it. Thank you.
You bet. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.